But when the cobbler was at work, a knock came on the door. The cobbler scrambled under the bed and he hid upon the floor. Oh, he says, me darling, what will your husband say? But then she let the policeman in along with her to play. The cobbler lay there trembling, far too terrified to move. The policeman says, me dear, oh, me darling, oh, me love. The cobbler, he was thinking, well, how he loves his wife. He thought the old bed might collapse and take away his life. The butcher come from market in the middle of the night. The policeman, he jumped out of bed and he soon got out of sight. The butcher's wife's so nimbly, she locked the bedroom door and quite forgot about the cobbler lying on the floor. Then the butcher got a surprise when he climbed into his bed. Something here is very hard, the butcher smiled and said. She says, it is me rolling pin which made the butcher laugh. How long have you been rolling dough with a policeman's staff? Fol-de-rol-de-di-do, fol-de-rol-de-day. Fol-de-rol-de-di-do, fol-de-rol-de-day. Fol-de-rol-de-di-do, fol-de-rol-de-day. Fol-de-rol-de-di-do, fol-de-rol-de-day.
Regulations här. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Generation Annihilation. This is the Fote with you today. Aaron Brown is not here. He's playing Kamloops with his band, Brady's Problem. So, yeah, I'll be with you for the next hour. And, yeah, I'm really stoked today because for once in my life, I'm doing this show and I'm not hungover. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. I actually woke up pretty stoked and just listen to records and getting really amped up to play punk rock for you today for the next hour. Yeah, you just heard MDC, Millions of Dead Cops, with I Hate Work. That was going to be the theme of the show today, but I kind of jinxed myself. I got all stoked that I was going to get laid off, and then all of a sudden my boss just throws a bunch more work at me, and yeah, I guess it's going to be a while until I'm on EI, so I'm not going to jinx myself anymore, but I just wanted to play I Hate Work by MDC because it's true. I'm sure all of us can relate to that. Anyways, I got a good show planned for all you punk rockers out there today. Yeah, so let's get into it. Let's start playing some Finnish hardcore here on Generation Annihilation. And, yeah, here we go.
We'll be right back. Oh!
from Long Beach, California. That was Mania, a relatively new band. That's off of their demo. I played two tracks for you. I played Air Raid and Radiation Nights. Yeah, really great band. Really great artwork, too. If you've seen their t-shirts or patches or buttons around, yeah, I don't know. I'm stoked on this band. Really good, good punk that reminds me of GBH, but a little more raw punk influence. You know, maybe a little D-beat influence as well, but not so much. So that's kind of why I like it. Kind of sticks out. Starting that set off, bear with me because my Finnish is horrible. You heard Kielotalaki. Yeah, they're 7-inch on Feral Ward Records. Yeah, you heard the second track off the 7-inch. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. After that, you heard Vimenian Kolana. Yeah, that's off of a three-way split label release with a bunch of European labels that I can't really pronounce the name of. But Gas Mask Records had a hand in it, and that's how I got it. I did a big trade with them and got a bunch of stuff from Finland, Russia, and Czech Republic and stuff. Yeah, check out Gas Mask Records. I don't know, you can probably just Google it or something. They put out a lot of good stuff. And after that, you heard Bastards off of the reissue on Honey Records. Yeah, great record. It's off of the, I don't know how to say it, but it translates to World Burns to Death. That's the name of the record. And, yeah, I'm assuming that's where that band World Burns to Death got their, name. After that, Kakahata 77. If you've been tuning in for the last like 6 or so months of Generation Annihilation, you've probably heard this band a few times. One of my favorite current Finnish hardcore punk bands. And, yeah, it translates to Poo Emergency 77, which I think is pretty hilarious and pretty awesome. And that goes out to Little Lemmy, the new kitten in my house, because he's had a few poo emergencies lately. And yeah, it's kind of a bummer. But yeah, hopefully that'll cheer the little cat up if he's listening. Yeah, anyway, let's keep the rock and roll train going here. Let's do some awesome Japanese hardcore. A bootleg has surfaced with The Sexual and Antiseptic, which is awesome because those two, their two records are pretty impossible to find. And it's great that someone bootlegged it. It's too bad it can't be an official release. And yeah, I can't really say that I condone bootlegs, but I'm pretty stoked that these bootlegs exist. So yeah, let's just have less talk, more rock here. The Sexual, the song's called War Cry. It goes out to Nick Greco because he told me to play this. So here we go on Generation Annihilation.
Oh, yeah. much for coming out this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind.
So, to all our CITR homies, we dedicate this shout-out to you for your support of our Fresh Beat.
You really knew what time it was during our 2011 fun drive, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for being so kind.
Big love and ups from your crew at CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And until next year, remember to keep it real.
One question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
We'll be right back.
and that was Antiseptic with a sweet little jammer called Visions of Power. And yeah, again, that's off of the bootleg split LP with The Sexual, but it originally came out as a 7-inch in 1986 called First Last. And yeah, starting off that set was The Sexual on the other side of that split with the song War Cry. Yeah, that's off of the Last Days 7-inch Flexi that came out in 1985. Yeah, I had a really hard time deciding what song to play because every single Sexual song just, I don't know, gets me really amped up and start pumping my fist. So yeah, I had to get Nick Greco's advice for what song will stoke him out the most anyway. And yeah, it was the song War Cry, which totally rules. After that, you heard Gas Tunk with the song Dead Song. Yeah, I don't know about this band. I kind of think they're a little bit overrated, a little too, like, I don't know, a little too weird, a little not enough punk influence, at least their later stuff, which was this song, the Dead Song, which I actually found the Flexi single for, oddly enough, because I've never even heard anything about this record on the internet or anywhere else. But yeah, Nick Cott actually found it at Audiopile, and I snagged it out of his hands for $3, which is a pretty sweet find. It's pretty rare, so I'm pretty stoked on that. Even though, I don't know, it's not really the most fist-pumping, raging tune that you'll ever hear. After that, you heard a Canadian band, a Vancouver band called Sick Charade, off of their demo tape with the song called Victims. And Sick Charade is actually playing a show tonight at the Elf House with Absurdist. And this is going to be their first show, and I'm stoked to see them because it's members of Unlearn, Infamy, and it's kind of escaping me right now. I'm on the spot. But yeah, they're, Roto Zaza and Night Gone and other such bands. And yeah, they're going for kind of a stench metal, kind of old school death metal kind of thing. And I'm really excited to hear it. According to them, it's a lot like Repulsion, who are one of my favorite Florida bands from the early 90s. So go check that out at the Elf House tonight if you got nothing else to do. Yeah, wrapping up that set was Antiseptic with Visions of Power. Speaking of shows, I'm going to announce some shows coming up. I talked about what's happening tonight at the Elf House, but on Tuesday at the Astoria, there's going to be a benefit show for the Distort Vancouver War Chest, with, Vancouver's favorite rock and roll metal, Satan worshiping dudes, Chapel. They're going to be playing the Astoria with Absurdist, who I just talked about, and Car 87, which is Courier Bryce's new band, longtime listener of Generation Annihilation. And yeah, if you like what you're hearing today on the radio, then come out because I'm going to be DJing that as well. And it's only $5. So come out and buy food from Sally Mays because it's really awesome there. Also on Saturday, December 17th, at the Iron Road Studios, there's a show with Murderess from Portland, Oregon. They're a female-dominated kind of heavy metal, D-beat-influenced hardcore punk. You don't want to miss them. And local favorites, Infect Propaganda, Total War, and a brand new band from here called Feral Living. And that's only $10, and that's at Iron Road Studios. So go check that out. Also, check this out, Chaos and Tejas. Yeah, it's early, but yeah, it's time to announce this stuff. It's May 31st to June 3rd. I'm really excited about this lineup that just got announced the other day. You got Antisect, you got The Mob, you got my favorite Swedish band going right now, Herodotus, you got The Verruckers, Tear It Up, The Abused, Nauseam, Forward, Ghoul, Black Witchery, if you're into that lame black metal crap, Hoax, Zionos, Warrior Kids, and Mauser, and a crap ton more. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to be the best Chaos of Chaos yet, I think. Even though I've only been to one, and that was like 5 years ago, so I can't really judge. But Anyways, I'm kicking myself still for not going years ago to see Skit Kids. I'm kicking myself for not going 2 years ago to see Bastard. And yeah, I don't want to kick myself in 2012 for missing Herodotus and The Mob and Antisect, even though the Antisect will be playing Seattle. So if you can't make it to Chaos, at least go to Seattle in the end of May to see the mighty Antisect. Not too into the old British geezers getting back together and, you know, hashing it out. But I have a feeling that Antisect will put on a good show. I don't know. I was impressed by Doom and I was impressed by Amoebix. So let's hope Antisect are on the same wave. Anyways, a couple shout outs to the Brady's Problem Boys. They're listening to this while they're driving to Kamloops. What's up, dudes? Have a good drive. Look out for the icy roads out there. The Kokol is probably kind of crappy right now. Also, a shout out to the Len Dog. He texted me and he said he's listening to my show and he wants me to make an announcement. Only Mr. Lenny Grinder, Len Dog of Masquerade, only he can get away with doing this. But he wanted me to make an announcement that Lenny Grinder is looking for pictures of himself for his 2012 Lenny Grinder calendar. Yeah, as I said, there's only one man in the entire world who can get away with making a 2012 calendar of himself, and that's our dear friend Lenny. So, yeah, if you have a picture of this goofy, tall, lanky, crusty bastard, then email him at lennygrinder@gmail.com. That was probably the lamest announcement I've ever had to do on the radio. So, yeah, cheers to Len Dog. Let's get everything going back into the music because that's what this is all about. As I said, I announced part of the lineup for Chaos and Taos, and I'm pretty pumped on it, and I'm sure you're all really pumped on it. So let's just listen to some of the awesome bands that are going to play there this year, or next year, 2012, May 31st to June 3rd. Let's start off with one of my favorite peace punk bands of all time. This is The Mob.
Up again, the radio had played and sound was whirling in my head. Another day, another death. Another day, another death. Ice cold needle that splits my every breath. Another day, another death. Rigid wind that blows through every crack. The wall that tortured you, the straw that broke the camel's back. We slipped up again, we slipped up again. I wanna know why, I wanna know why, I wanna know why, I wanna know why. Flies flown in the breeze. They are quite meaningless and yet they mean so much to me. We slipped up again but I'll be calling all the pain. I want no wine, I want no wine, I want no wine, I want no wine. Another day, another death. Another day, another death. Ice cold needle that splits my every breath. Another day, another death.
Van Music is proud to present the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
This night will be devoted to promoting independent local artists. The cover charge will be $5.
Drink specials start at $2 a glass. Free pool, lots of parking. Come and support local bands.
Again, that's Van Music presenting the Indie Pop Vancouver series every Friday night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex your head!
This is the end. This is the end. This is the end.
That was the Mighty Mauser from Gainesville, Florida. They were supposed to play Distort Vancouver Fest this year, but the bass player could not get over the border, which really sucks because I was really looking forward to seeing them because that's one of my new favorite current bands. I guess they're not so new anymore. They've been around for a couple of years, but anyways, that's off of the End of the Line EP, which totally rules. Go out and get it. It's on Vinyl Rights Records. Okay, starting off that set, it was kind of long, but I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to complain because it was a really good set, and it's all the bands, well, a few of the bands that are playing Chaos of Chaos next year. So if that doesn't make you want to book a plane ticket to Texas, then I don't know what will. Because we started off the set with The Mob, Another Day, Another Death. Antisect from the Out from the Void 7-inch. That was Out from the Void, part one. I'm really, really excited to see what they're like. I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews, so I guess I'm going to have to judge for myself. I'll probably go down to Seattle to see it and fly to Texas and see them there with Herodotus, my favorite Swedish hardcore punk band that's going right now. The song I cannot pronounce because I believe it's in Finnish. They're from Sweden, but they sing in Finnish and Swedish. So I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. But I love the song because the chorus sounds like they're saying Voivod, Voivod, listen to Voivod. And it always gets me stoked, and it always makes me want to listen to one of the best Canadian metal bands ever, Voivod. Yeah. Anyways, after that, Verruckers. Really excited to see these guys too off the Bloodsuckers LP with No Masters, No Slaves. Yeah, great tune. After that, Tear It Up from New Jersey. I guess they're all living in New York now. They broke up for a while, for a few years anyway, and I guess they're back together, which I'm pretty stoked about. They were part of that whole thrash revival that happened in the early 2000s, and one of the only bands that really got it right, in my own personal opinion. It was like them, Life's Halt, What Happens Next, stuff like that. That was off the album Nothing to Nothing, which is perfect in my opinion. Not a single dud on that record. After that, Forward from Japan. They're also playing Chaos of Taos. You heard the song Choice, and that was off the Burn Down the Corrupted Justice LP. Yeah, with songs such as Fuck Bush. Yeah, if they were from America, that would be cheesy as hell, but they're Japanese. They can get away with it. And rounding off the set was Mauser off the End of the Line EP. That song was too short. I didn't have time to write down the song title, but you get the point. It's Mauser. They're awesome raw punk. I only have a few minutes left, so I'm just going to say goodbye. Thanks for tuning in. This was Generation Annihilation. I'm the Foat. This is CITR 101.9. Power Chord is up next. Metal Ron just walked in. So, yeah, I get stoked. This is Meanwhile. This goes out to Nick Greco. He wanted to hear it. This is called Minutes of Oppression. And if I have time, I'm going to go a little metal, go into the segue into Power Chord, and try to play some Slayer because I've just been rocking that nonstop. As you know, I'm a vinyl-only guy, but I have the Live Undead CD, and I have a car with only a CD player, so that's pretty much the only record I've been listening to lately. So, yeah, I'm going to play Meanwhile and hopefully some Slayer. So tune in next week and keep listening to Metal Ron doing some power chord, playing some wicked metal. Okay, see you next week.
Fuck the bin, 'cause you can die by the sword.